Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Build your future with Trade Institute of Victoria.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. JB and Bill, and right now we're joined by star from the Adelaide Strikers and the Victorian cricket team, Matty Shorts.
Last night, our next guest was named the Big Bash League Player of the Tournament after some stunning performances.
96. I'm going to back him in. I reckon he's going to plant one into the stands for his time.
Can he go all the way?
Please welcome, from the Adelaide Strikers, Matt Short.
Ah, shut up, Jimmy. Don't you get involved here, because I found this man. I found him a long, long time ago down there in Ballarat. He used to make some runs there. Then he came up to Northcote, and he was only a young fella. He used to smash him around there. Now he is the BBL Player of the Year. Welcome, Matty.
G'day, fellas. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, well done last night, of course, Cocko. That's a great effort.
Nah, thanks, mate. It was a good night. Good to catch up with, a lot of the Aussie boys that headed off to India today. But, chucked a couple of trophies down and
good.
Yeah, it was a good night.
458 runs at 35 and at a good clip too, Bill. That gets you the BBL Player of the Year for the Strikers.
11 wickets.
If you're going to bat somewhere in the BBL, Matty, I reckon the Adelaide Oval's a good spot.
Yeah, I think you're right there, JB. Yeah, and at the top of the order too. I love batting at Adelaide. Pretty much every player says, it's the best wicket to bat on, and to do it at the top of the order is pretty good as well.
I thought you, as in the Strikers, had the best balanced list of all at the start of the tournament, and you flew out of the blocks and then fell off a bloody cliff, Matty. What happened?
Yeah, we did. It was a very up and down year, that's for sure. But no, you're right. Definitely had a few wins on the trot there early on, and then maybe three or four losses in a row. So. Looking back at it now, I think you're right. We did have a very bad side early on.
Excellent.
But then obviously with a few injuries and, Chris Lynn and Rashid Khan are sort of leading towards, middle to late in the comp. It sort of throws you around a bit and, sort of throws the consistency out a little bit as well.
I tell you what, I was watching there one game. You open the batting, then you open the bowling. It was like he was back at St. Pat's.
Yeah. No, I think I might have tried wicket keeping at one stage.
I tell you what was good, Matty boy. BBL is back in town. It's popular again.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a bit of a struggle there through COVID. No crowds and playing at strange venues and strange times as well. I remember last year or a couple of years ago we had a game that started at probably 9:30 and finished after midnight, so no one's really hanging around to watch one of those. So it's good to get back to a bit of normality. Travelling around's a lot easier now. And, crowds seem to be back.
Where are you, as a matter of interest?
I'm back in Melbourne. I'm actually just at the dog park, throwing the ball around at the little pup. Going for a stroll.
Hey, good work. Well done.
Hey, having the Aussie boys back made a big difference too. Not only the box office, but the performances. Oz the other night, and then Davey before the rain, just an example of what Matty Renshaw obviously had a big impact when he came back. Alex Carey for your mob. It's just great to see him playing, of course, Smudge, in that competition.
Yeah, it's good having him back. Obviously, it would have been nice for the skipper, Travie Head, to pull his finger out.
What the hell?
What happened to Empty?
Oh, mate, I don't know. He obviously loves coming back and helping the boys out, but we need more from him, I think.
Mate, that game against the Renegades under the roof, I've never seen a man try and hit the ball harder.
Too hard.
And hit it worse.
It's funny, his test strike rate this summer was probably double what it was for the strikers. So.
Bill, he'd been out and got two new wands from Grey Nichols.
Yeah,
he was telling us all about them, and they looked like beautiful sticks.
And he's yours.
And he could not lay bat on them, Matty.
Yeah, I think you got a couple of sticks with a few holes in them, I think. So, it's obviously awesome to get them back and just their experience and, leadership around the group. But, obviously off to India now to probably smack a few there.
And I see you take Matty along last night. How's that going? That's a nice...
Sports new power couple.
Power couple.
I don't know about that, but, she's a ripper. Obviously met her the last few months over in Adelaide and, just been hanging out and... Yeah, it took her along with the awards night, so it's going very well.
Two gold medals?
Yeah. got a bit better resume than I do, that's for sure.
Have it taken her back to Ballarat yet?
I might have to take her back to meet the parents, yeah, one stage.
Have a swim in the lake?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, tell us about Todd Murphy, because off-spinner, wears the glasses and can spin it.
Yeah, no, he's awesome. He's just going from strength to strength, I think, Toddy. You know, he showed that in both Red Bull and, you know, the few Shield games he's played. And, yeah, and obviously in the BBL as well. But yeah, I hope he gets a gig over there. I spoke to him the other week and, yeah, he's been loving sort of hanging out with the Aussie setup and training with those guys. So, no, he'll be awesome.
Bowls a very similar ball to Gaz Lyon, the over-the-top spin, bounce and turn. I've only hear very good things about him. So the Shield season starts again, Matty, in about a week?
Yep, yeah, we've got a game next Thursday, I think, at the G against Queensland.
Righto. Now, I should know this. Where are the Vics positioned on the Shield ladder?
I should know this as well. I think we haven't gone too flash this year. We'll be down the bottom, but I think it's all pretty tight, you know, bar a couple of sides. So, you know, maybe a couple of wins will get us up there.
Be going better than New South Wales. I don't think they've won a game in the One Days or the Sheffield Shield.
Well, my old mob WA fat are comfortably on top, so I can tell you that. They're on 32 points, 9 clear of Tassie.
Yeah.
That's how it's looking. But the Sackers are fairway back.
No, they're
they're not going as well, Matty.
So,
no, it's always nice coming up against those guys.
Who wins Thursday night? The Sixers take on the Heat?
Oh, I think, you know, Sydney will get it done, especially at the SCG. They always play well there. But, yeah, I think it'll be them and Perth again in the final.
Over in Perth, which is always hard to win over there.
Yeah, absolutely. A bit of a feral crowd, and they'll probably get about 50,000 there.
Yeah,
so
they'll
all be spraying the Sixers boys if they make it.
Hey, and what about Australia and India, Matty? It's a big, big tournament coming up. What are you thinking?
Yeah, huge. Obviously one that everyone sort of tunes into. I think, by the way the Aussies are looking, I think they've got a really good squad. I was talking to Scotty Boland last night. He, you know, if he's a chance, but, you know, obviously with a couple of injuries to the Quicks in, you know, Starkey and Greeny, but no, he's looking forward to getting over there and getting on the flat wickets and hopefully, you know, a bit of reverse swing here and there. But I think it'll be an interesting series.
I do too.
Yep.
I do too. Hey, great to work from you. Well done. BBL Player of the Year is a wonderful accolade. Yes. Go and enjoy it.
Thanks, fellas. Thanks for having me.
See you, Matty.
Matty Short on the Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Start on your way to becoming a registered builder with the Trade Institute of Victoria. Head to tib.vic.edu.au. RTO 21920.